I'm David Ford with But Beyond the Eye is a selection of visionary drawings by Swiss artist Esther Gruber. For years, the octogenarian artist has filled sketchbooks with drawings, many of which are being shown for the very first time. Her work incorporates elements of fantasy with narratives that sometimes come from dreams and the worlds of literature and music. Curator Paul Bright writes that Gruber's drawings often hint at a mythic, non-modern world, one that seems to lie not very far beneath the well-designed and highly organized surfaces that the word Swiss typically connotes, but is brought forth by Gruber's work.
Because Switzerland has done an excellent job of presenting a very polished image to the world, when you do see this other side, this sort of primal side, it's a bit more of a shock, maybe. And her work sort of does dig under the skin of Switzerland a little bit to this sort of mythical forest idea of the wild man that I talk about, and the Fastnacht, the festival in Basel, where the wild man comes out and makes rude gestures to the other citizens and is sort of an exemplar of everything uncultivated. And you find it in the work of Franz Schubert and the Winterreiser that I talk about later, where it's man in this environment that they draw sustenance from, but also is imposing and frightening on some level too, and where the darker impulses come from. And so it's always this tension between what we would call civilization and these more primal urges.
She combines, you write about an intense enigmatic personal narrative with this inherited mythology and recognizable imagery. Would her drawing media be a good example of this sort of blending?
Yeah, that it's directly drawn, as the title might indicate, too, with a number of large figures kind of swarming around a besieged group of people in a sort of fenced enclosure. And, you know, it could be depicting some medieval myth, or it could be about today's press coverage from, you know, any sort of news outlet you can imagine, and how they impinge on personal freedoms and one's own psyche.
What drew you initially to Gruber's work, Paul, and what are you hoping people walk away with after, you know, viewing this exhibit?
You know, it's interesting. This is a word that gets overused a lot these days, authentic. But when I saw her work initially, I thought, well, here is something that's unmediated and authentic and very directly from the artist. And she's normally a very calm person, and when she brings out her work, she gets sort of animated and she's very intense. So it was apparent to me that there was a fairly pure drive behind this. It wasn't about marketing it or selling it or showing it. She just needed to do it. And I think that's a really good quality to see in an artist, especially now when art itself can be very corporatized. I think it's important for me, and maybe for the viewers and the listeners, to know that this is one of those cases where I wouldn't have been aware of her work if I hadn't been introduced to her. You know, the work is so private and she kept it to herself. So just the serendipity of meeting her and spending these years looking at her work is what, you know, has brought us to the point where we can actually show it in an exhibition. And I also think it's maybe useful to think of this James Joyce quote that I have on William Blake that I got the title for the exhibition from: not with the eye, but then beyond the eye, the soul must look. And with Esty's work, it is with but beyond the eye. She doesn't draw from life, but from this really keen recollection of life, so that the figures and the characters have, you know, not a moribund quality necessarily. They feel alive, they feel observed. And I think that's a rare quality too.
Haynes Gallery director Paul Bright with But Beyond the Eye, drawings by Esther Gruber, opens November 2nd in the Scales Fine Arts Building on the Wake Forest University campus. You'll find links to images of her work on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.